got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Let's get 2014 off to a great start. Gina writes in to us, says, gentlemen, I was at a coffee shop the other day, and after about an hour, a handsome guy walked over to talk to me. We talked for a while, and then he dropped a bomb on me. He laughed and said that I remind him of his mother. The weird thing is, he said it in a way that was very complimentary because he thinks very highly of his mom, but still. Is it weird that a guy compared me to his mom? Should I be offended? Gina is 31 years old. Gentlemen, take it. What do you think?
This was the first meeting of the pair?
Yeah, he just came up and said, you are captivating.
That's probably...
you remind me of my mom.
It's probably not what you want to hear.
The crow's feet, the varicose veins.
No, absolutely not. She should be baggies. Complimented. What did he mean when he was saying it? Did he mean that you're an ugly old bag? No, he said that you have... the positive qualities that I remember in my mother. This is a compliment. He's comparing her to someone who obviously he loves.
Isn't
very
that moving
much.
A little too fast?
I I don't think so.
No?
I think Chris is right here. I think when you find somebody that your mom is the first real love of your life as a man. Okay. And if your parents have raised you right, you will look for qualities in your wife that your mother demonstrated.
If a guy is bringing his mother into a first meeting with a woman in a coffee shop, he's got mommy issues.
That might be the case. So, Gina, tread lightly. It may be a case that this guy is a little too attached. Now, if he's living in the basement of his mom's house, that's an issue.
Uh-huh. All right. Break it down to specific things.
Break it down.
Suppose she cooks a meal for him
and
says, wow, this meal is like my mother used to make. That's a compliment.
Well, it would be most of the time. If I were to say that, that is a horrendous insult.
No, or you say, wow, you know, I mean, your house reminds me of home, of the house that my mother used to keep.
Yeah, it smells like mothballs.
Yeah, all these things are compliments. This is a good
thing. Not necessarily.
Yeah, if I were to say that to a woman, that would also be an insult because my mother was a horrible housekeeper, smoked all the time, and smelled like Tigris cheap cologne. All right, let's move on to the... Love you, Mom. Mean it.
Uh-huh.
Let's move on to the next letter. Beth, age 23, writes and says, my boyfriend and I were out to dinner the other day, and when he got up to use the bathroom, I looked through his phone.
Uh-oh.
Beth, I should stop reading your letter right now. I checked his Facebook messages and texts and saw that he's having a flirty back and forth with a coworker. I want to confront him about it, but I don't want him to know I was snooping. Too bad. Is it betrayal of trust when you check a significant other's Facebook and texts? Should I talk to him about what I found? Beth, you should do him a favor and leave. Yet, no, it is not okay. It is a betrayal of trust.
I don't know if the NSA can do it.
No, Beth, that's heinous. This guy, I wish you would put his name in there. Because I'd do everything I could to tell him.
And look how Beth describes it. It's not sexting.
No.
We don't have pictures going back and forth. This is a flirty. You know what? I got news for you that even when someone is married, for instance, they might have someone that they have a flirty relationship with, say, at the office.
Yeah. I mean, look at you and I, Chris. We have that whole flirty back and forth thing going on, and my wife doesn't mind it.
Oh, brother.
And if you're the significant other and you want to manage flirty...
No.
That's a losing battle.
Well, see, I don't know, man. If you're married, I really don't think it's a good idea to have a flirty conversation with another coworker or something like that. That can lead to some problems. I may draw the line, but, you know, Tom, I'm...
Once again,
I don't want to
anybody taking dating advice from us has got to be out of their minds anyway.
Kelly, 29 years old, writes to us and says, my flight home for the holidays was pretty odd. It wasn't delayed or anything, but some weird stuff happened. As we took off, the flight attendants began rushing up and down the aisle. One of them got on the PA and asked for a doctor, a nurse, or an EMT. I thought it might be the pilot. However, I looked a few rows behind me, and there was a guy who had collapsed in the middle of the aisle. We had an actual medical emergency on the flight. A few EMTs and a doctor actually came forward, helped the guy. He ended up being fine. We didn't have to go back and land or anything like that. Is it scary to have a flight? Should I continue to fly? Well, of course you could continue to fly.
Just don't eat the fish.
No, lock yourself in the basement and don't go out anymore.
I had the fish.
Right.
I had the lasagna.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the co-pilot. It was really cool.
What's our vector, Victor? What? Okay, now I've flown a lot. And I have never had anything cool like this happen.
Cool? It was cool?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I haven't had a I haven't had a fellow passenger wig out where I get to restrain him with the seatbelt or punch the daylight. I haven't had anything like that happen.
I had smoke come out of the air conditioning vents once. That was exciting enough for me. That was no fun.
Yeah.
Wiring overheated or something. You know, I was like, geez.
Last time I flew, we hit some really bad turbulence. And my wife had eyes as huge as saucers. She's like, wig it out. And I'm just bouncing around going, what? This is fine. I don't have a problem.
Bring me another beer.
It's like, what's the deal? It's fine. The dangerous part of flying is the takeoff and landing.
Takeoff and landing.
That's when I have
the
pucker.
I think the takeoff is worse. Because you're going straight up at full throttle. And if something's going to break, then you're basically screwed. If something breaks at that point of the flight, you're... There's no way that anybody's saving you.
Well, there it is. There's
if you're flying today, enjoy that takeoff.
There's the answer to your letter, ma'am, from Captain Happy himself, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I want this to be an art form. I want comedy to be taken as an art form. I feel I put just as much heart and blood, sweat, and tears into this as any musician or any sculptor. And I want it to be appreciated as such. But then I was in a van with my friends not too long ago, and I unsolicitedly just announced, I said, hey guys, these farts are like contractions for the turd baby I'm gonna have later. And that's why I'm not an artist. That's why this is not getting federal funding. There's not going to be a grant to perform this in the city center for the citizens.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.